morning. It's October 29th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. And the music you're listening to is I Know That My Redeemer Lives by the Holy Communion Instrumental Duo. Today's title is Rest in Peace. Forgiveness is not about the other person. It's about you. It's not about making peace with others. It's about making peace with yourself. Dr. Heather Violante. As we approach Halloween in America, signs bearing the acronym R.I.P. have been popping up on front lawns throughout our neighborhood. The Latin phrase, requiescat in pace, means may the deceased rest in peace. The phrase first began appearing on gravestones in the 8th century in Western Europe and was in wide use by the 18th century. The particular beliefs of the Roman Catholic Church gave rise to this prayer, that the soul of the one who has died might find eternal peace in heaven. Interestingly, it is those of us left behind who are often not at peace with the loss of a loved one. Too often those important to us, especially close members of our family, die before we have taken the initiative to resolve all sorts of issues. Then, while the deceased might requiescat in pace, we may be left with regrets and remorse over whatever we said or didn't say. Too often, we feel that the one who passes had injured us in some way, and while it may have been long ago, we've maintained a grudge the entire time. The failure to forgive has no effect on them now, even if somehow we thought we were hurting them back by our failure to make amends. No, instead the only one not at peace is us. Hanging on to bitterness often leads to depression, and sometimes even to self-destructive behaviors like fits of rage and the use of drugs and alcohol. Scripture has a lot to say about bitterness and the failure to forgive. Of course, the best known of these is found in Matthew 6:14. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. The Apostle Paul instructs the Ephesians in no uncertain terms to put away all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and specifically to forgive each other. Ephesians 4:31. In the letter to the Romans, he urged them not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. His specific prescription for doing so was to repay no one evil for evil, but instead to forgive them, Romans 12:17 through 21. The Old Testament book Leviticus instructs the people not to bear a grudge, but for them to love their neighbors as themselves, Leviticus 19:18. So R.I.P. may be written on the headstone, but it's the people left behind who are meant to read it. Make your peace with whomever you feel might have wronged you in the past. Forgiveness is the only way for you to move forward. Forgiveness doesn't mean you condone or even excuse another's bad behavior or your own bad behavior. It only means you're acting generously and in a compassionate way. Forgiveness is the only way you will heal, move on, and remain productive. It will allow you to gradually dissipate the anger, frustration, and resentment which has seeped over into the other areas of your life. When you finally choose to forgive, you will find yourself increasingly at peace where there was none before. Do yourself a favor. Forgive the one who is gone, even if only after they've gone. Just let it go. It's the only way you'll rest in peace yourself. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We love you because you loved us first. And how did you demonstrate that? By forgiving us. Let the love of Christ suffuse us and empower us to forgive those we feel have wronged us. Yes, it may make them feel better, or they may already be gone, but it will certainly put us at peace and allow us to move on with the business of life and glorifying your name in all that we do. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.